Good morning. And welcome to worship today. We're glad you've come to Rosedale United Church, whether this is your first time here or your 100th. We are a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and reaching out to the city. Today is World Communion Sunday, the day that Christians all over the world share in the ancient sacred meal of communion. Following worship, we will gather for coffee and tea right through those doors. My name is Reverend Ruth Noble, and with my colleagues, Reverend Dr. Kristen Phillipson, who is leading Sunday school today, and Dr. Sarah Svensson and the choir, who are offering music ministry this morning, we welcome you to worship today. Yesterday, if you were here, this church was a hub of activity. Yesterday was our water walk with the North Toronto cluster of churches, and then we had the feast here. And there were 90 people at the feast. It was amazing. 90 people in Cop Hall. We had to keep adding tables and chairs. Huge thank you. If you see Susan Vance, give her a huge hug and thanks. She was the one who coordinated the whole thing, and it was incredible. And huge thanks to all those who helped out. Oh, there's Susan. Susan. Susan's usually in the back corner, so I looked right there, and then you've just moved over. So you did an incredible job yesterday, Susan. And thanks to Gail and to Wendy and to Joy and Wilma and Judy and so many others who put it together. But Susan was the one coordinated, so good job. It was wonderful, and everybody left the feast saying, what an incredible thing. We were called superstars. It was amazing. And if you want to see pictures, if you weren't here and you want to see pictures from the feast, there'll be some in the Keeping in Touch newsletter this week. And if you'd like to subscribe to the online newsletter, Keeping in Touch, speak to myself or to Kristen, and we'll get you on to the Keeping in Touch newsletter, which shares the life and work of this community. I'm going to invite Kristen to talk about a couple of programmings that are going to be happening in our hub.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So a couple of programs I just want to bring attention to in the life and work of this community. There is a small group launching on October 11th. It's called Courage and Renewal for Caregivers. And if you want to join, we do have this group. It's really well subscribed. Let me know. It is what I call a monthly bite-sized retreat, and it's online, so you don't need to leave your home. But speak to me if you want to get connected with that. The basics of courage and renewal is that it's a means of going inside yourself to find the answers that are already within you for navigating your life journey, and you do it as a group. It's pretty awesome. Another program that I want to invite you to is our early morning Wednesday meditation group, Mindful Mornings. We're here every Wednesday at 7:15. And if getting up that early and getting out of the house is not for you, we do have an online option for that too. Again, speak to me about that. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Kristen. And Haunted House is happening here on Halloween. I mean, what's better than doing a haunted house in a church on Halloween? Like, I'm so excited about doing this. So we're having a haunted house here where kids can come and get some candy. We have candy. I went to Costco and bought out a pile of candy, and it's all in my office, and I haven't eaten any of it, which has taken a huge amount of willpower. Trick-or-treat on Halloween night between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the best thing about it is there'll be these incredible organ concerts in the sanctuary with Cadence at the same time. And the sanctuary will be this lovely, creepy place. I'm so excited. Thriller. Nightmare Before... Oh, Bloody Mary. Oh, Bloody Mary on the organ. If Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary on the organ is incredible. It's worth coming just for that. So, yeah, yeah. I see a number who are wearing the orange shirts for the National Day. It's actually a week now, National Week of Truth and Reconciliation. Truth and Reconciliation is centering around our learning about our part with our Indigenous people in the residential school and learning how to walk in right relations. So one of those things is to do a land acknowledgement, to acknowledge the land on where we worship. So for over 15,000 years, First Nations people have walked on this land. Their relationship with the land is at the center of their lives and spirituality. We acknowledge that we worship on the lands of the Mississaugi of the Credit, the Anishinaabe, and the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat people. This land is the Treaty 13 territory, also known as the Toronto Purchase and other Williams Treaties from the 18th century. And we are grateful to work together on this land as we all strive to make right with our relations. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation, and we're proud to be a community made up of people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, and backgrounds. All are welcome at Rosedale United Church.
And friends, I invite us to stand in body or spirit as we join in our call to worship. Here we find bread for the journey.
Here we find strength for the way.
We are gathered at God's table.
One people among many peoples throughout the world. We gather in gratitude and with humility.
As bread and cup are shared, may the mystery of God's presence, experienced in our worship, and we join in singing, "My Soul Cries Out." friends. I invite you to turn to those who are around you and greet them with the peace of Christ. This goes, peace be with you, and the response is, and also with you. And especially turn to those who you haven't met before. So in this moment, we bless our learning. This is not only for when we have kids present who are going off to Sunday school or nursery, but for ourselves. This verse reminds all of us that this is a time of learning and growth. We've been learning a new blessing this fall, and we invite you to sing it now.
Fun. Let us now take a moment of breath as I invite you to silence, and then we will move into our choral refrain. God has given us brilliant sunsets and muted rainbows, cool, crisp evenings and warm afternoons. And as we come together in a time of silence, song, and prayer, we do so knowing that we are blessed to live in a beautiful world. Let us now join in our choral refrain. We come together knowing that in the world, your creation cries out in pain. Moments of conflict, moments of oppression, and we struggle to know how to react. We struggle with our fragile climate. We struggle with our part in how to fix it. When we struggle with taking responsibility, we turn to you for guidance, for inspiration, for hope for a different future, a different way to be your people.
Mm-hmm.
Creator God, remind us again of who we are and whose we are. There is much work to do to heal our world. We walk a path of truth and reconciliation, walk a path of hearing and healing. Remind us that we are your love in the world. Remind us that in those moments of beauty found in creation, we are your people, and we are called to follow the one who came to change the course of human history, the one who taught us when we pray to say, O loving parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So as we live into the theme for the year, What If?, I invite you to ponder, what if? What if on this World Communion Sunday, we thought about the connections of all people in the world? What if we were thirsty in the wilderness, like the Israelites that we're going to hear about in our scripture reading today? What if we were wandering in the wilderness? And I'll invite Larry to come up and do the scripture reading.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 to 7. I am reading from the Message translation of the Bible. Directed by God, the whole company of Israel moved on by stages from the wilderness of Sin. They set camp at Rephidim, and there wasn't a drop of water for the people to drink. The people took Moses to task. Give us water to drink. But Moses said, why pester me? Why aren't you testing God? But the people were thirsty for water there. They complained to Moses, why did you take us from Egypt and drag us out here with our children and animals to die of thirst? Moses cried out in prayer to God, what can I do with these people? Any minute now they'll kill me. God said to Moses, go on out ahead of the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel. Take the staff you used to stroke the Nile. And go, I'm going to be present before you there on the rock at Horeb. You are to strike the rock, water will gush out of it, and the people will drink. Moses did what he said, with the elders of Israel right there watching. He named the place Massah, testing place, and Meribah, quarreling, because of the quarreling of the Israelites and because of their testing of God when they said, is God here with us or not? May God add wisdom and understanding to this reading.
Thank you, Larry. Let us join our voices in singing from Voices United 644, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry, and it's verses 1, 3, 4, and 7.
Thank you.
Please be seated. So as a response to our ponderings and our prayers, you are invited to come and light a candle in honor of someone or in something that you're holding in your heart. You can do an offering at the wooden box at the back of the church. Today, our offering is going to WAIS-ABEN, which is a scholarship for Indigenous youth that our moderator has lifted up as what we should be offering during this time of Truth and Reconciliation Week. So that will be where our offerings go for today. And so it's the wooden box at the back. You can also do an e-transfer as well, or a check. Well, check can go in the box, but an e-transfer as well. So WAIS-ABEN is a wonderful scholarship. Our Indigenous youth need the support. So this is a great way to support and to walk in right relations. So let us now offer our responses. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world. I think we need to redesign the bulletin so I don't follow the choir. That was beautiful. Thank you, choir. It's really lovely. So the image on the front of your bulletin is a picture I took in 2017 in West Pokot, Kenya. West Pokot is up a mountain on the Ugandan side of Kenya. Kenya has been in a severe drought since 2015. And the image that you see is of a government water truck that comes into the village that we were in every day. The truck is the only source of water for many in Kenya. This is their reality. They are thirsty for water. They are thirsty for change. The scene was chaotic, people running from everywhere to the truck, carrying large plastic jugs. In 2017, I was in Kenya on a mission and service trip. Myself and 20 other staff from the General Counsel Office and mission and service enthusiasts from across the country visited our mission and service partners in that country. We have six partners in that country that minister in a variety of areas, from supporting university and college students, to farming, to education for girls, to microcredit businesses for women, to safe houses for LGBTQ+ refugees from countries like Uganda and Somalia, where it is punishable by death to be LGBTQ+. To refugee camps for those fleeing civil war in South Sudan. Under huge oppressive situations of hunger and drought, Kenyans still have unwavering faith in God, and they give thanks to God for every small blessing. The Israelites in the Exodus story that Larry read are the opposite. They do not display unwavering faith in God. Today's scripture passage from the book of Exodus recounts the thirst of the Israelites in Rephidim. The Israelites are thirsty for water, but they're also thirsty for safety. When I was reading this scripture, I thought about VeggieTales. VeggieTales are cartoon recounts of biblical stories with cartoon vegetables that were popular in the 1990s and the early 2000s. In the veggie tale, Josh and the Big Wall, the Israelites are sitting around a campfire in the wilderness complaining. In the cartoon, the Israelites are peas. And one of them says, you know, we should go back to Egypt. Don't you remember snorkeling in the Nile, 3 square meals a day, plenty of exercise? It was paradise. Another pea reminds them, but we were enslaved. And the response is, well, nothing's perfect. Wandering in the wilderness, only being guided by God, and constantly moving to a new, unknown place can take its toll on a group of people. It can make you distrust God and doubt your leaders and your very faith, making whatever you left behind, including slavery, look good, because at least it was known. I thought about that in terms of our theme for this year, what if? What if we thought of ourselves as Israelites? What if our striving to create the Rosedale Hub was looked at as a time of wilderness, a time of wandering in an unknown land? What if we looked at our vision as an act of faith? What if we too distrusted the vision and doubted God's call to something new, and this doubt made us yearn for the past. The journey to creating the hub definitely has had its time of wandering in the wilderness. Creating something new can feel scary, and it will make us question everything. It will also make us want to go back to a bygone age when it was paradise in our recollections. But if we really look back, we would see that it's really not that perfect. This past week, I was interviewed on a podcast for church communicators called Church Juice. And when I talked about what we are creating here at Rosedale, one of the interviewers said that she thought the hub sounded a lot like church of the past, that it was a place that everybody went for everything. Creating the hub is an act of faith, an act of spirituality, and I wonder if we have lost sight of that vision. When we speak secular language, we lose sight of the core of the vision. We lose sight of becoming community. We lose sight of the vision of welcoming those out there in here. We can lose the spirit of what we are trying to be and create. Everything is spiritual. If you had asked Jesus how his spiritual life was, he would have asked, what are you talking about? There is no word in the Hebrew language for spiritual. The word secular has been used to describe the hub. Secular means non-religious, which is different from spiritual. As a matter of fact, the fastest growing denomination in Canada is the spiritual but not religious. We, as a church, the whole United Church, have lost sight of our spirituality thanks to organized religion and our striving for secular programming. I had a professor who said that the Apostle Paul ruined the faith of Jesus because Paul created the church. And once we organize into institutions, we lose sight of our spirituality in the spreadsheets and regulations of the organization. But this is why it's good to spend time in the wilderness. Wilderness thinking can bring us back to the center of our faith. If you think about your lives and your faith as a spiral, how many of you have ever walked a labyrinth? So you know what it's like to walk towards the center. And that's sort of what we're talking about with a faith journey, is walking to the center. And you know that when you're walking a labyrinth, you walk a path, and you pass the path that you walked before, but you're on another path. And so memories are often like that. When we get further and further away from the memories change. They can become more perfect. That Christmas from that age can seem more perfect than it actually was. Or that church fair can seem perfect, more perfect than it actually was. We can remember the good parts and just forget the stresses, which is a good thing as you're walking on your path towards the center to shed those stresses behind you. But it will never be the way it was as we move further towards the center. This is what it means to be in the wilderness, wanting everything the way it was. But even if we could go back, it would not be like our memory, because we are not the same people. You know, that Christmas was 20 Ruths ago, or that church fair was 20 Rosedales ago, or that amazing worship service from Christmas Eve was 40 Rosedales ago. The spiral keeps us moving forward. In faith, remembering that we are spiritual beings who thirst for a way to be who we are called to be. The spiral is a helpful image in the wilderness wandering, because the labyrinth brings us back to our past events, although we encounter them at a different distance and a different perspective. The Israelites remembered where they had come from in a different way, a way clouded by fear of the unknown, fear of wandering permanently in the wilderness and never finding a home. As people of faith, we too have fear that what we have envisioned will not work. Fear that we as a church will not survive. Fear that our thirst will not be quenched Fear is a valid emotion. The flip side of fear is freedom. Freedom to live into this new vision that we are creating here at Rosedale. So what if we broke free from fear of the unknown future that we cannot control and embraced our wilderness wandering as a gift to quench our thirst? What if, my friends? What if? Amen. God is with us. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks and praise.
Alleluia.
Come, all who are hungry. There is food to eat. There is water to drink. Come, there is food for those who hunger for justice and water for those who long for life in all its fullness. God, our mother and father, has given us earth rich and vibrant. Its renewing life sustains us. Jesus, at a meal with his friends and enemies, brought the gift of hope.
Around the table of feasting and festivity, where we are all invited to find life-giving gifts. In a world of difference, God reminds us that we are deeply alike. We seek sustenance in bowls of rice and loaves of bread. We laugh where lotus blossoms bloom and autumn leaves dance in the wind. We eat with knives and forks and chopsticks and remember that there are people who have no food. We celebrate new friendships and ties of love that connect us around the globe. We weep with a world in pain from violence and the effects of climate change. Through us, with us, God loves and suffers and laughs and cries.
God calls us to be God's co-creative partners in the redemptive work of justice. We remember that as they gathered together in celebration and hope, Jesus picked up a loaf of bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you. Eat this and remember."
He then took a cup and gave thanks and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Each time you drink, remember me." This bread is the wonder of creation held in our hands. And this cup is the sweet taste of living hope. Send, O God, your Holy Spirit upon this bread and this cup. When we share in this ancient sacred meal, let us grow together in one body and give us strength for each day of our lives so that we might be strong in faith and in community.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome at this table, and we're inviting you to come forward, and you're going to share, and it's going to be, you take a piece of bread and you dip it in the cup. There is gluten-free crackers as well for those who require gluten-free. Come, for all things are ready. Let us pray. We thank you, God, that we are your people, shaped and formed by water and word, sustained and nourished by the fruit of love. We go into the world to sow the seeds of hope and joy in your kingdom. Amen. And let us join in singing our closing hymn. It's in Voices United, number 348, O Love, How Deep, verses 1, 2, and 4. Ready to walk in the wilderness, go into the world centering in your faith, go out into the world asking, what if? And may the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you on the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands stretch out your hands to serve. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart open your hearts to love. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. Go in peace. Amen.